Gildan Media proudly presents Gildan Seminars, original lectures containing essential information that can be applied to every facet of life and business. Gildan Audio presents an unabridged recording of Mastering Your Money, a seminar by Brian Tracy.
You know, I've said before that in business, before you do anything, you have to do something else first and something else first. But you've also heard of Murphy's Law, which says whatever can go wrong will go wrong. And then the corollary to Murphy's Law is that of all the things that can go wrong, the worst thing will go wrong at the worst possible time. And both of these illustrations are applicable to budgeting for your business. Here's what we know, and I'm guilty of it, have been guilty in the past, is many entrepreneurs launch a new business without carefully analyzing the financial prospects in advance. Here's the rule. Numbers don't lie. Numbers tell you the truth. The more accurate numbers you have, the better you can think, the better decisions you will make, and the greater will be your likelihood of success. So therefore, get the numbers, write them down, work them out, and be clear before you begin spending money, time, or energy. The very act of budgeting for your business forces you to think through all of the important numbers, the act of putting them down on paper. Sometimes I spent days, even weeks, gathering critical numbers through market research, through investigation, through reading and studying, because sometimes getting those important numbers makes all the difference. Now, a budget is a powerful business tool that enables you to make better business decisions. So how do you budget for your business? You need to be able to prepare budgets and accurate financial forecasts for every part of your business. This is an essential skill of the business person. If you cannot do it, or if you do not have a competent person to do it for you, it can be fatal. It's amazing how many businesses are successful on the top line, but because of poor budgeting and projections, they lose all the money in the middle. So, the purpose of a budget is to give you a visual description of the expected financial results of your business activities. In other words, you should look at it and get a picture of what your business will look like if you achieve a certain level of sales, a certain level of cost, a certain level of profitability. A good business budget, before you begin, should cover about 12 to 24 months of business operations. Your first 12 months should be quite precise. Your second 12 months can be a little bit more general, or they can just be projections or continuations of the first 12 months. But you should always have a 12-month budget. You can start your budget with paper spreadsheets. In the past, when I began doing business budgets, I would sit down and I would write out the numbers, calculate the numbers, add, subtract, and so on. And then you can convert to computer programs like Excel. Now, Excel is an excellent way of doing a budget because you can change one number and it changes all the other numbers that are affected by it. Even better today is Maximizer. Maximizer now has a fabulous program for business planning and business budgeting that you can use to plug in all your numbers and get an instant picture of what doing one thing will cause some other number to do and so on. You should set out and work out a complete budget before beginning business operations. Before you buy your first product, before you spend your first nickel, you should work it out on paper. Even if it takes days or weeks, you should get it all laid out on paper so that you know whether you should do it at all. And this is really important. Once you've got your budget, you should review it, revise it, and update your budgets each month. Once you have that picture of projections, every month you revisit each one of those critical projections and you look at them. How did it work out? Was it consistent with your projections? Is it higher or lower or different? Were there figures or numbers that you had not calculated? Remember, the closer you pay attention to your numbers, which is not easy to do if you're an entrepreneur, the closer you pay attention to your numbers, the better and more accurate they become as a business tool for success. Now, a basic business budget contains four major numbers. Some people get overwhelmed by the idea of how do you create a budget. It's very simple. You can put it together very fast. The number one number, what is called your top line, is your projected sales and revenue.